Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
From the Vincent Mortgage Studios, it is the Hardline, 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, InsideSTL.com. Eric Messersmith here with Cam Jansen, TJ Moe. DeMarco Farr is going to join us here in a moment. Big win for the Rammies, I have to say it. They're 8-3. That's five games over 500, Rock, at 8-3. That is the first time they're going to have a non-losing season since 2006. That's incredible. 11 years.
You got to think people in St. Louis right now are... And I wasn't a huge football fan, but I like watching the Rams play, man. Don't get me wrong. Like, I went to a lot of the games and stuff like that. But you got to think now, like, a lot of the guys are probably... football fans in this town are looking at them like, damn.
It sucks.
It sucks.
It's like,
man,
your girlfriend who was ugly,
they're,
and then
fun
she
to
left.
Watch, dude.
And she,
whatever,
had a makeover. She lost like 50 pounds and now she's hot.
Yeah,
she's
dope. The good news is she still got stretch marks. There's some underlying stuff.
Well, yeah, but she's banging all your buddies, so it is what it is, and it makes you feel horrible.
Well, we've got,
but she's still got the stretch marks, and you can think about that and have in your head that they still suck.
Your buddies don't care.
That doesn't matter.
Joining us now on the phone line, DeMarco Farr, the Rams Brock. Oh, no, we don't have DeMarco Farr yet. I'm sorry. I thought you had it, Rock. You were leaving a message. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Well, let me tell you something.
I thought DeMarco would want to come on and brag about this great Rams
about
win.
What about our picks? Are we going to do that later on? Or who won the picks? Who's ahead?
Guys, I was in Wisconsin all weekend.
Oh, okay.
I beat you
well
by a game, TJ.
Damn it, Keith. Stop. So who did well in these picks?
I haven't looked. I was in Wisconsin all weekend. I was in the car for 8 hours yesterday, and it was a miserable trip. And nobody wanted to be in the car. But you got to go up and see your grandma.
Your grandma's up there.
Absolutely. Yeah, let me. I'll tell you my. I watched NFL all day and got really drunk like I usually do on Sundays. Mm-hmm. First of all, Blaine Gabbert looked pretty good, TJ.
Gabsy.
For your Arizona Cardinals. Beautiful pass to DJ Foster to set up a game-winning field goal late. I like Gabbert. He's not bad. He doesn't
got
suck.
Got some revenge on his Jaguars.
Yeah, he did.
Jaguars
he did.
Drafted him 10th overall.
Oh, yeah.
And they gave him absolutely zero hope whatsoever.
No chance.
Blaine, here's the thing about Blaine. Blaine, like I've said, he's limited in the long range game. Not that he can't throw it far, he just doesn't have super duper touch. But if you put him in the proper system and surrounded him with guys, there's no reason he couldn't be an Alex Smith type, like a distributor and all that. He could be a starter in this league. He has the arm to make the throws, and he's smart. So you have those two things. Now his pocket presence historically hasn't been as good as you would like, and his touch isn't as good, but he has a lot of skills, and he has been absolutely hung out to dry on that 49ers team. What is it, last year? Yeah, last year. Because he actually was decent towards the end of 2015. Last year he was not good, but that 49ers team was gutted and terrible, and he was on the Jaguars.
He's been in a couple bad spots to try to... It's weird, man. You can get jammed up in some of these organizations and just, like, set yourself back beyond belief.
Especially as a QB, because unless you're Aaron Rodgers, as you're seeing right now that the Packers just aren't very good, you are sort of at the mercy of your offensive line, your running game, and your receivers. That's just – I mean, it's rare that a quarterback is just going to make you awesome. It happens occasionally. It is so rare, and we're talking about the all-time greats. Most people – like, Andy Dalton, historically, until really recently, has had a very good offensive line, a strong running game, and A.J. Green. But before that, he had Mohamed Sanu and some guys. I mean, he had some really good receivers. And so, okay, now everybody's like, yeah, he's about mid-tier guy. He's not very good. He's the most average guy there is, but he got a lot of help. I think Blaine could prosper in that type
of environment.
I mean,
Jared Goff has improved considerably, but good coaching, an incredibly innovative play caller, a good offensive line, skill people around you, and you look a hell of a lot different in a lot of situations. Yeah. Case Keenum's a great example. Like, is Case Keenum, did he dramatically all of a sudden improve his skill level in a year? Because we saw him here with the Rams. We saw him with the Houston Texans. He wasn't very good. But he's got Minnesota's offensive line is way better than it's been. Thielen has emerged as a breakout wide receiver star.
He's a great white hope, Cam.
South City Stoner says, who else was rooting for the Packers last night?
I was. Packers, I'll be honest with you.
I'll tell you, the Packers played well against my Steelers.
No, they played good.
They played real good. Brett Hundley actually looked like a functioning quarterback. Now, the Steelers made a lot of mistakes to keep them in that game. Turnovers, defensive breakdowns. But still... The Packers showed some life.
That Antonio Brown's a pretty decent player, huh?
He's a stud.
Jesus Christ.
They couldn't stop
him.
He's
a hell of an athlete,
unless they put two guys on
him. Holy cow.
Did you see that catch he made at the end of the game? I mean, that catch, if you don't... That was unbelievable. You probably didn't see TJ because you were traveling. As a receiver, you would have. He was on the side. First of all, it was a beautiful pass. On the sidelines, cover two, in that soft spot on the, you know, a spot where you've got
to
drop in a
bucket. He had to do a lot of things in a short amount of time.
He
man.
Got a foot down. I don't know how he got it
down. I don't
know
how he did either.
He's a freak. He is.
He's fun to watch. He really is, man.
Catfish says, you don't have to say it, Eric. F the Rams. Yeah. Grimy from South County says, the Rams make me want to hammer down a half bottle of Rumplemints and get blacked out drunk.
And find a slump buster. Hey, Grimy, yeah.
I'll tell you.
I know your game.
The Saints were banged up in the secondary, and they went after them. And they said, we're going to just throw the ball. They threw the ball 44 times and ran it 25, and Jared Goff looked fantastic. I never thought those words would come out of my mouth. Jared Goff looked – I'm like, what – this guy, Sean McVay's done an amazing job, and Goff is so much better.
Dude.
He's reading defenses. He's looking guys off. He's holding the safety with his eyes. I'm like, where the hell did this come from? They are really good. They might be the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC.
Ooh.
TJ, do you have any Tom Brady stats?
All right. We'll move on. Let's
rock. Wow. Rocket.
Wow. I can't. I mean,
do you disagree, though?
No, it's hard to listen to.
It's hard to say.
The Eagles are the best team in the NFC, and that's all we need to talk about as it relates to the NFC.
Yes, I agree.
And that, I think, is hard to dispute at this point. The Eagles are so good.
They're unbelievable.
All right, so that's the end of our NFC conversation. Eric is at Eric Messersmith. You can direct all your hate towards him. I would fill his inbox.
I'm not a fan either, but man, you got to admit it. I mean, you got to admit it. They're pretty good right now.
Since you asked about Tom Brady,
yeah, no kidding. I'll tell you, the Patriots, by the way, that offense is unbelievable. I mean, they have the best offense in football. They showed it again. Brady, because their defense still like the overall numbers are better, but A, the competition level is not very good, and B, if you watch the games, they still give up big chunk plays a lot, but it doesn't matter. Because their offense is so damn good, they can score 35 on anybody. And they did it again yesterday. It's going to be a great matchup in the AFC Championship when they play the Steelers.
No, the Steelers aren't going to make it.
It's the Hard Line here on 590 The Fan. I did want to talk about real quick. Actually, we're going to have DeMarco on now. We'll talk about the Blues here coming up, and then we'll get into college football later, TJ. I want to get your thoughts on Mizzou finishing up the season and what the Final Four may look like in the college football playoff. But joining us now is DeMarco Farr, former Rams player, current Rams broadcaster. DeMarco, we were just saying the Rams are like that girlfriend that we used to have here who was kind of ugly, and then she had a makeover and lost like 50 pounds.
You don't need to see the other part.
Yeah, now she's good-looking and out in L.A. living the big life. And here we are in mid-America. No girlfriend.
Yeah, but lower taxes.
Is that working for you?
No, we're lonely, DeMarco. We're lonely. We have no girlfriend.
Oh, I don't know what to say. These guys are getting better. I mean, I was talking to some of the players at the end of the game in the locker room. LaMarcus Joyner spoke to Jared Goff briefly. Todd Gurley, just you know, all the guys. Robert Quinn, who's been there the longest outside of Roger Saffold. You know, look, you guys have won 8 games. You're officially a non-losing football team. I remember what that felt like when Vermeil told us that in the locker room. It was a big deal. It's not something that you want to put on a T-shirt or on a hat and go parading around, but it's a big deal when you join the elite and you have a chance to join the elite. So they looked me square in the eye, all of them, and said, look, it's a great deal. They acknowledge it, but they have bigger goals. That reminds me of some people. So, yeah, it's going in the right direction. That's not to say it couldn't have happened there. It's just one of those things when you have an opportunity, you better seize it because look how long it took to get back to this point.
Jeff Fisher would disagree with you. If it were 8-8, he'd print that up and put on a T-shirt.
Will you stop? Come on, man.
That was...
You know what? I mean, look, not to knock the guy. I like Coach Fisher. He's a really cool guy. But, I mean, look at Minnesota with Case Keenum, balling. Jared Goff, balling. Those are both of your quarterbacks. From last season.
Yeah.
So, well, you don't realize that he thought offense was actually an inconvenience.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, look, everybody deserves a lesson or two every now and then. Even coaches. Even coaches that have had a lot of success in the National Football League. It doesn't mean you have it right all the time. I mean, look at what these coaches, these teams are doing with the very same quarterbacks. It's amazing.
It is. And the Saints were banged up in the secondary, and McVay just took advantage of that. And they didn't try to run too much. They exploited the weakness of New Orleans yesterday, and Jared Goff I was saying earlier, he looked incredible. The improvement that he has made, and I put a lot of that, the credit for that, on McVay. The offensive line is better. The skill guys are better.
And
but the play calling is so innovative.
And they,
well, yeah, you know, he's cutting edge, man. I mean, it's, you know, like watching these kids now. I mean, I thought I was a gamer, you know. I mean, my little novice butt. But I watch these kids now. They're way so advanced because that's all they do. That's what they're into. That's what they grew up in. Well, Sean McVay is the same way football, in football. This is what he grew up in. Exploiting defenses, finding holes in defenses is his fun. So the guy's a film junkie. If he were taller, I'd bet he'd be in the NFL. I mean, and doing pretty well. He's just that dialed in with the game. So having that guy as a play caller, knowing how to, I guess, not skirt the rules, but get everything you can out of the rules and the way it's structured to make it tough on a defense. Like, see, I know you give the offense credit, and you're right. Trapping New Orleans in a defense to where they can't sub and then going hurry up is just, it's a stroke of genius, and you hit it all the way down the field. But you got to give the defense credit, man. I mean, taking on Drew Brees, going at the guy, I mean, outside of one long run, I thought the defense played a great game to keep them in it. Remember, New Orleans was onside kicking for the right to try to score again. Drew Brees caught fire, got it in. So you have to give credit to everybody, not just the offense.
Kind of nice to see Sammy Watkins as a primary target a few times, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the cornerback matchup. If you look at Washington and how they attacked, and I bet, like I said, if Jay Gruden had a guy like Todd Gurley last week, he would have stayed with the run and probably beat New Orleans. So there wouldn't have been an eight-game win streak. But, you know, yeah, I mean, taking advantage of those corners in 11 and 12 personnel was a stroke of genius. And Sammy Watkins, once he got that big body between the corner and the football, forget it. You're not going to be able to get around him and get it. And Jared Goff was right on the money, just laser sharp with his accuracy. So, yeah, they're getting better. Jared Goff is really taking command of this offense. And, you know, they're learning lessons as they go. And here they are at eight wins. Phenomenal.
So after seeing Michael Crabtree's uppercut, would you challenge him to a fight?
What the hell? You know, first of all, why snatching gold chains on the field now?
Mm-hmm. Would you be mad at that? Would you be mad at that, DeMarco, if somebody snagged your gold chain like that?
Only if I'm trying to hurt you. You know what I mean? You know, something. If I'm just that mad at you, but that's just weird. And then, you know, the vendettas. I'll come back and get you. You don't see that often, but it has happened in the past. But, you know, that's the stuff you don't want in the sport. That's where it really looks bad.
DeMarco Farr joining us here on the Hardline, 590 The Fan. The Eagles dominant again yesterday, DeMarco. I know you're excited about the Rams win, as you should be, but in your mind, is Philadelphia still the best team in the NFC?
Absolutely, man. I mean, that's almost, you know, not even a question at this point what they're doing on both sides of the football. It's hard to figure out which side of the ball you're more impressed with, Carson Wentz in the offense or that defense. You just can't run on them. And on the other side, they run on everybody. Wentz is good. He's, you know, borderline great or having a fantastic season. You know, he's only in his second year, so we don't know where it's going, but he's having a fantastic year. And the football team as a whole is looking like a juggernaut. So, yeah, that matchup is down the road. But first, you got to deal with Arizona. If anything smells like a trap game, this is it. It seems like your buddy Blaine Gabbert found the fountain of youth, how to play quarterback again. He looked pretty good.
Yeah, he did. And I was just telling the guys, Blaine is limited to some degree. He doesn't have a great pocket presence. Sometimes he gets happy feet, and he really doesn't have a great touch pass. So if you want him to go down the field a lot, that's not his game. But if you put him in the proper system, he's smart, and he's got a gun on him, man. He can really – I mean, he's probably not going to pick you apart the same way that some of these other quarterbacks can do it, but he could have been successful in this league early on, I think, had he, one, not come out during the lockout year, and two, been surrounded with any type of talent. I mean, he's been throwing to nobody in his years in Jacksonville and San Francisco, and he hasn't had an offensive line. I mean, what did you think of him yesterday?
You know, it's crazy. It's all about fit for some guys, and some guys get with the right teams, and they get more credit than they deserve, and vice versa is true. If you put Blaine Gabbert in the right situation, I mean, he's got everything. And I'm with you on the happy feet. And that's something that you, I don't know if you can coach out of a guy, but, you know, if you have the right protection and the right scheme where he gets the ball out fast, which is what he can do, you can do some damage offensively. I liken him to Alex Smith. Alex Smith went through hell in San Francisco with all the coordinating, all the coaching changes. He survived, went on to become a pretty good quarterback in KC. I think that's kind of fallen off lately, but he had a pretty good run there. I think Blaine in the right situation could be in a similar situation. I mean, I think they've got the same sort of skill set, the same ability to beat you in the right environment. But in the wrong environment, it's just going to look terrible. So it's good to see him looking good for a change.
Hey, DeMarco, thanks for taking the time, man. We'll chat with you later in the week.
Okay, man. See you guys.
See you, buddy.
DeMarco Farr, former Ram great and Rams broadcaster now. First time since 2006.
The Rams will be at least 500. Why is that to any interest of anybody in St. Louis?
Because it's 11 years.
Look, I get that you're from Pennsylvania and your brain doesn't really comprehend what we as St. Louisans care about and don't care about.
So should I not?
Do you not think people in St. Louis remember that it was 11 years?
Well, I think they might not have remembered the exact time.
Look, I don't know like what changed in your brain when Sandusky got a hold of you.
Wow.
But I'm just telling you,
a couple things.
We here in St. Louis aren't that dumb.
How many times are you going to mention when they make the playoffs? The first time they made the playoffs since 2004.
The same
gonna,
game effect.
Hammer that across our faces too.
Or when they win the Super Bowl, and it'll be the first time.
Oh.
855-282-8255 on the text line. It is the Hard Line 590. The Fan.
Hadley always comes in right as
we're taking a break, man.
Yeah.
Jeez, timing.
Oh, that's
timing on this guy.
He grabbed your boob, and you're the only one in here with a boob, so he had to go to you.
Wow.
Well, he's
in here now. Kirkwood Brewhouse.
Yes.
Cam wants to tell me about it. And hey, Hadley, you could jump in on that if you want.
Hey, well, he's there all the damn time. Hey, do you love local craft beer? If so, you are sure to love the Kirkwood Brewhouse, John Hadley. Offering 23 Missouri crafted beers on tap. I've tried every single one of them. Damn good. And a beer-themed menu. Kirkwood Brewhouse works to make beer the star ingredient. With TVs lining and dining in the room and bar, Kirkwood Brewhouse is perfect hangout for any sports fan. What do you think, John Hadley?
All I can tell you is that when you get right down to it, it's a go-to place.
You're damn right.
And when I say go-to, that says it all.
We mean you need to go to it.
Yeah, you go do it, right? Is that what that means?
Go-to place.
Yeah.
Cam.
That's that raspy voice you like.
Our studio sponsor is Vincent Morgan.
Oh,
what can you tell me about them?
Hey, go-to place.
Hey, Sean is not just a sponsor. He's a friend, and he always amazed me of how he makes himself available while working and being a president of that big company. I tell you this right now, he does so much work to this community, especially for youth hockey and kids with cancer. He's got a huge heart, and he's kind of the guy you want to do business with. And you know the name. It's Vincent Mortgage, the name you know and trust, 839-9999. The holidays are coming up. You want to get that new pool before the springtime comes. I tell you what, you call Vincent Mortgage. They're there to help. That's why they have so many offices all over the country. They're blowing up because they do good work. That is 839-9999. Sean Vincent, good friend of mine, is the president of that company. Vincent Mortgage, check them out.
All right.
All right.
Well, all right, here we go, Cam.
Yo.
Tell them or do. Don't blow it.
For those that make the corner of the world a little more interesting for us all, there is only one. Did I screw it up already?
No, it was so good.
Why'd you do that?
He did. I was so happy for you.
For those that make their corner, thank you, TJ, of the world a little more interesting for us all, there is only one drink that will do. That's straight up Tullamore Dew, baby. The official Irish whiskey of the Hardline. A whiskey of true character. Glasses up to responsible drinking.
All right.
You got it.
I did get
one
it.
One more thing I want to tell you all about is Surf and Sirloin, another place that I know John loves much.
He loves it.
They opened their doors in 1994. Owner Larry Karajanis wanted to serve high-quality steaks and fresh seafood at a reasonable price. They've continued this mission, pairing premier cuts of USDA prime filet, ribeye, and strip steaks alongside the freshest seafood in St. Louis. They're located at 1390 Manchester Road in De Pere, open for dinner 7 nights a week. Surf and Sirloin, your premier location for corporate and holiday parties, seating between 15 and 160 people. Call them at 314-822-3637 to reserve your party today.
Can you read that next thing, TJ?
Let me tell you something right now, boys. This is one of those places. It's not only go-to, but I ask you go-to. Because this is one of those places that once you go, you will go back.
Oh.
Whether it's a steak, whether it's the chicken, whether it's the seafood, the phenomenal seafood.
Oh, yeah, man.
It is so
I'm starving.
Good. Okay. Cream spinach.
Oh.
Unbelievable. Nice, warm, hot bread.
Oh.
Surf and Sirloin, dude. I'm telling you, it literally has become one of my five favorites in all the land.
Five favorites, I love.
In all
and
the
you
land.
Go to all kinds of restaurants.
All over the
You're
country.
All over the place.
I love Surf and Sirloin.
Yeah,
it's
baby.
In Manchester.
It's right
Very
there.
Very easy.
It's right there. It's Des Prezen.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the Blues and their up and down weekend next. Also, there's some news on the Giancarlo Stanton front. So we'll talk about that when we come back.
Oh, news see, that's or a tease. Speculation?
Is he coming
it's
here?
Actually
no? Oh, then who cares?
It's a piece of news.
Doubt it.
It's the Hard Line. 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2FM and InsideSTL.com.